Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Pod Diva. Diva magazine turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're covering those 30 years in 30 days here on Pod Diva. I'm Rachel Shelley. You may know me as Helena Peabody in the TV show The L Word. Let's take you back to 2002. Will Young was telling us that anything is possible. Avril Lavigne was so complicated, and Pink was ready to get the party started. We were all still completely Harry Potter mad with the release of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. The sapphic world went crazy for Meryl Streep, Julianne Moore and Nicole Kidman in the spooky The Hours, which was based on a novel by none other than the iconic queer writer Virginia Woolf. And how could we forget the sapphic revolution that came after the BBC released its infamous show Tipping the Velvet? To celebrate Diva's 30th birthday, we're taking a look back through our archives to see what was happening at Diva HQ and in the LGBTQIA community in 2002. Shall we dive on in? Our covers were bustling with queer goodness in 2002, with a fresh-faced Melissa Etheridge kicking things off in January. We also went wild for American electronic rock band La Tigra, who we dubbed the coolest feminists on the planet. Who else still jams out to feminist sweepstakes? Surely not just me. Tipping the Velvet stars Rachel Sterling and Keely Hawes sultrily smirked on our October cover, giving us the behind-the-scenes secrets about the hit sapphic show. Based on the Sarah Waters novel of the same name, Tipping the Velvet gave us historical lesbians like we had never seen them before, over a decade before Gentleman Jack graced our screens. Its candid display of lesbian love infatuated all of us, making it a landmark piece of queer television to come out of the noughties. Its name also put that particular delicacy into the mouths of TV reviewers the world over. We dedicated our June cover to lesbian vampires on films. Count this as your daily reminder to watch Susan Sarandon in The Hunger. We always knew she was one of us, even then. It just took her another 20 years to tell us. In November, we had a bit of a makeover with our covers as we said goodbye to that iconic initial chunky font, opting for a sleeker logo that pushed us firmly into the millennium. The new Diva cover boasted a new design too, with a clearer, zingier font and a lovely new logline, Diva, for the lesbian in you. Team Diva was once again busy globe-trotting the world, searching for dyke delights for you, dear Diva reader. We travelled to Bangkok to taste the tomboys and ladies, visited Germany in the summertime to celebrate Euro Pride on the Rhine, and to prove their love for Diva readers, they even went to the furthest corner of the world to report from Melbourne, Sex and Surf Down Under. On the way home, Diva popped in on Eastbourne for an ice cream at the tennis courts. How lovely. 2002 was also the year that equal rights were granted to same-sex couples applying for adoption in the UK, South Africa and Sweden. In the UK, the Crown Prosecution Service announced a zero-tolerance approach to crimes motivated by homophobia and transphobia, whilst in Mongolia, homosexual activity was declared legal. Generation Z hit new heights when it welcomed the arrival of bouncing baby Maddie Ziegler in September of this year. Maddie would go on to dance her way across our screens and deep into our hearts in LGBT superstar Sia's music videos. And there you have it, 2002 through the lens of Diva magazine and its readers. Tomorrow it's the turn of 2003 when Rona Cameron and Claire Teal were hitting the headlines and really hitting them quite hard. If you want to stay in the loop, don't forget to browse our Pod Diva archive with over 100 exclusive interviews amplifying the voices of the LGBTQIA community and its allies.
Pod Diva.